morning our message will be the preaching of Jesus. This is a moment in time, the Lord Jesus Christ's ministry, that He is in the synagogue preaching. He is going towards the synagogue. He was walking, I believe he was walking towards the synagogue when the people that were looking for him found him. Remember that the people that were searching on the other side of the Sea of Tiberias, they crossed and looked for Jesus Christ, and they found him. I believe that moment was when Jesus was on his way to the synagogue. Because we saw in our scripture reading, that in verse 59, that Jesus was said all these things in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Preaching, or that moment in time, is, I believe, started in the verse in the verse 35 of this text, of this portion of the scripture, John chapter 6 verse 35. Prior to that, the people that were searching for him, they told Jesus, our fathers eat manna. Show us any sign, diba? Yun yung kanyang yung kanilang concern kay Jesus Christ. Show us a sign, because our father ate manna in the wilderness. What can you give us for us to believe you? And so Jesus told them that he was the bread of life. And so here in our text, there are three things that Jesus discussed in his preaching. And then starting from verse 35, I believe that was already inside the synagogue, he was now teaching them. The first lesson that he preached about, or the lesson that he taught these Jews that came in the synagogue that day, is his ambassadorship. The first point of his preaching is that Jesus declared to them his ambassadorship. What does it mean? What do I mean with that? Jesus said here in verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. So, he was talking about God the Father sending him to earth, to this world. He was God, and he has to go here on earth. He was outside of creation because he is God. He cannot be, he is not bound in time. He is not bound in nature, in his body. He is outside of creation, but the Father sent him, the Son, the begotten Son, to enter creation, to take the form of a man, to dwell with us, to declare to the people his Father, and to declare to us his love. That is his work. That's why he said, I came down from heaven. I came down from heaven. I was sent here to speak about the will of my Father, of the Father, of God. And he said that in verse 39, and this is the will, this is the Father's will which has sent me. See, he was here on earth as a messenger of God, as an ambassador. He is a representative. Well, not just a representative, but he speaks for. If you will go to other countries where we have foreign relations with, say, you go to Singapore, we have an embassy there. You go to the United States, we have an embassy there. If you are, you know, one of those places and you need help, the help that you can get from our government here in the Philippines, you don't have to go back to the Philippines. You just have to go to the embassy, talk to the ambassadors there, and they will be the one to help you. And he will be the ambassador will be the one speaking for and in behalf of not just the Philippines, but the president of the Philippines. Union, that is what an ambassador do, and that is his role. And so Jesus Christ is like an ambassador of the Father here. Now, one thing that Jesus was clear about his ambassadorship. Number one is that the Father will identify who are his people. It is the Father that will identify who are his people. He says, in verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. So, it is the Father that will tell the Lord Jesus Christ who are His people. Sa atin, paano natin sasabihin ito sa ating ambassador, halimbawa, nasa Sims tayo, paano sabihin, Pilipino ako. Kahit na nagtatagalog ka, hindi ka nila sasabihin, o sige, nagtatagalog ka, Pilipino ka. Hindi yun. Ang kailangan, meron kang passport. Meron kang passport. May Philippine passport ka. For them to receive you. You have to prove that. Yan ang hihingin sa'yo. So, paano tayo magkakaroon ng passport? As tayo dito sa mundong ito, ano yung passport na yun para sa atin? When, ang mundo, sabi ni Pablo sa kanyang sulat, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Anong sabi na, sabi sa Old Testament, ang gusto ng ating katawan, ang lagi natin sinusunod, we desire, ang tao ay lumalakad ng ayon sa kung ano ang gusto niya. Ano yung gusto natin? Ano yung gusto ko? Yun lang ang nasusunod. And you do not seek God, sabi niya Isaiah. You do not seek God. Hindi natin hinahanap ang Diyos. Dahil ang hinahanap natin, sarili natin, nasa. Atan yung nga, diba last Sunday, yung ating hinahanap, yung ating pinag-aralan. Hinahanap nila si Jesus, hindi dahil gusto nilang kinadalin si Jesus bilang Panginoon, bilang tagapagligtas.
Hindi.
Gusto nila si Jesus gawing hari para sigurado na nga hindi na ako magkatrabaho, mabubusog ako dahil pag lumapit ako kay Jesus, hindi ako nagpagkain, saan ganyan nga na, makakakain ako. Personal, kaming pansarili na pakinabang na kaya nila hinahanap si Jesus, hindi nila hinahanap si Jesus para kilalanin, ibigay ang nauukol na papuri at nauukol na pagsamba para sa kanya, yung nauukol na pagkilala, wala. Ang gusto nila to claim him para magkaroon sila sa sarili ng pakinabang. So yan ang problema. And so yan ang tao. We will never search God. Hindi natin nahanapin. Ako, hindi natin sasabihin, ako sa Panginoon, never yan na gagawin ng tao ng pusa dahil ang gusto natin, ako sa aking sarili. Yan tayo. Because nakakaligalin tayo sa kasalanan eh. Hindi natin kilala ang Diyos. But, sabi dito ng Panginoon, sabi niya, all that the Father giveth me, I shall come to me. So, as I said, first, it is the Father that will identify who are these. Ang Ama ang magsasabi, sino ang Kanya. Ano yung passport natin? It is coming from the Lord. It is coming from the Father. It is the Holy Spirit that will touch us, will enable us na makita yung ating kalagayan, our sinfulness. We cannot discover our sinfulness within ourselves. Hindi natin kikilalanin na ako'y makasalanan. Ako pala, hindi. Kailangan natin ang pagkilos ng Banal na Espiritu sa atin. The Holy Spirit will convict us. Diba? I know not how spirit leads convincing men of sin. We do not know that. But we know is that the Spirit will move. Kikilos muna ang Banal na Espiritu sa atin. Dahil pag hindi kumilos ang Banal na Espiritu sa atin, pag hindi kumilos ang Diyos sa atin, we will never recognize God. And so God is the one that will identify who are these. Sasabihin niya sa Panginoong Jesus, ito ang akin. Ito ang akin. Ito ang akin. Diba? Sabi ng Panginoon, darating ang araw, sabihin, Panginoon, diba? Nangarap ako sa iyong pangalan. I will come to the Lord and say, Lord, ipinrich kita sa Mount Zion Baptist Church. So, baka sabihin na, dahil lumapit ako, dahil ang ko ay aking pagsariling pakinabang na. Basta sabihin sa akin ng Panginoon, away from me, you evildoer. I do not know you. Why? Dahil hindi ako hiningi po ng Panginoon. Dahil lumapit ako sa, dinala ko lang ang pangalan ni Jesus para sa aking personal na gift na pakinabang ko lang sa sarili ko. At maraming ganyan. Sabi nga, sabi dyan sa scripture, the world will go on deceiving each other. Being deceived and deceiving one another. Hindi marami. Dahil ang mundo ito, nadalanan ng kasalanan. Alipin nga tayo ng kasalanan. So we have, kailangan natin ang pagkilos ng Diyos sa atin. He, the Father, is the one that will identify sino ang Kanya. And He will send the Holy Spirit to us. It was the Holy Spirit. Naalala niyo yung panahon na yun na unang marinig ng Ebanghelyo ay parang wala lang. Diba? The very beginning ng mga pakikinig mo ng salita ng Panginoon. The first time na napunta ka sa simbahan. Diba? Hindi mo naman agad Mahal ang Diyos. Hindi mo lang agad, ako pala makasalanan. Hindi na rin. Pero, may moment na dumating na when the Holy Spirit moves you, na napakasimple, na simpleng text lang na, halimbawa, Genesis 1:1 ang sinabi sa'yo. Ko alam na, nangaral, nung unang-una, pinangaralan ka na ng ano, na Romans ay in-spring sa'yo, pero wala sa'yo. Tapos, one day, na pinakasalubong ka, tapos, nabanggit, Genesis 1:1. God created the heavens and the earth. Pila ka lang, mama, nilalang pala ako ng Diyos. Tapos doon mo na nalagigang pumasok na sa'yo. Ako pala ay limitado sa aking kakayahan. Meron akong Diyos na gumawa sa akin. At doon mo na realize, ha, kailangan ko ng Diyos. And that moment, yung spark na yun, diba? Nangyari sa atin lahat yun. Not unless hindi mo naramdaman ang pag-inus ng Panginoon sa inyo. Eh, parang tingling simbal lang ako sa inyo. Yung nagsasabi ko sa akin. Kung hindi mo naranasan ito, ang iyasin, kung sasabi ni Pastor na spark ka nyo, ano, wala naman ako naranasan. Well, pag gano'n ang damdamin ko, I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you now. Because this the Word of God will be no effect whatsoever sa iyong buhay unless the Holy Spirit touch you. Because it is the Father that will identify the people that are His. I cannot say, ako ay sa Panginoon unless God moves me. Dahil ang gusto ko lagi ay bilang tao, gusto ko lang ay akin. So, the first message ni Jesus, ang mag-identify ninyo yung kanya. At ang sabi niya, ang trabaho niya, the duties of the Lord dito is to secure the Father's people. It is, sabi niya, and this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that all which He hath given me. Now, the Father has identified who are His, and they will all come to me, sabi ng Panginoon. And all of them, I will secure them. They will come to me and I will hold them. I will embrace them and I will hold them and I will protect them. Because they are the Father's. Sabi niya, all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And then verse 20, and this is the will of Him that sent me. So, hindi lang isisecure ng Panginoon, hindi lang titiyakin ng Panginoon ang kaligtasan mo. Sabi niya, si Jesus Christ will provide for them eternal life. Hindi ka lang niya sisiguro din maliligtas, kundi bibigyan ka pa niya ng buhay na walang hanggan. Sabi niya, and this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Ang anak ng Diyos, diyan ay lalapit sa Panginoon. At paglapit sa Panginoon, ang Panginoon, yayakapin tayo at hindi na tayo makakawalan. Sisiguraduhin ang ating kaligtasan. Kaya nga, we can sing joyfully, I am my beloved and He is mine. His banner over me is love. He will provide eternal life. And by providing eternal life, He will provide assurance of this eternal life. Sabi niya, and I will raise Him up at the last day. So, hindi natin alam. Ngayon, pinanta natin, di ba? Whether we walk in vain with Him or meet Him in the air. mamatay, kagaya niya ni Louis, nahunan na niya sa atin. So he is now walking with the Lord. Tayo, pwede, kung biglang dumating ang Panginoon ngayon, He will change your body and we will meet Him in the air. That would be our position. And the Lord yet is saying, I will raise him up at the last day. So it's a secure position that the Lord has given us. Sabi niya, trabaho ko to. This is my job as an ambassador. I will secure the Father's people, I will provide them eternal life, and I will assure them of this eternal life. And then, second part ng preaching ng Panginoon, he talks about the bread from heaven. The bread from heaven. Balikan natin. See, ang Panginoong Jesus, nung pumasok siya doon sa synagogue, ang issue ng mga tao sa kanya ay bigyan po kami ng sign. Kasi ang aming mga magulang, they ate manna. And that's the bread from heaven. But, ano yung manna? Alam niyo po ano yung sabihin ng manna? Yung manna is literally in English, what is it? What is it? Ano ito? They really do not know kung ano yung kinain nila. At sinabi pa ni Jesus dito, they died. Diba? Sabi ng Panginoon, they eat manna but, and they died. Pero itong bread na ikinihin ng Panginoon, if you eat this bread, you will not die. You will have eternal life and I will be in Him and He will be in me. Diba? Yan ang sabi niya sa ito yung binasa. So, Jesus now discussed this sa kanyang mga nakikinig. Ang issue ng mga tao doon while Jesus was preaching about this ambassadorship, isip niya na verse 42, is that this Jesus, the son of Joseph? Whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? But sir, di ba kapit bahay nito? Siguro, di ba, taga-ano ito? Taga-galili? Di ba kapit bahay nito? Di ba, anak to ng kapaterang si Jose? Anak, nanay niya si Maria? Bakit sasabi nito na galing siya sa langit? Bumaba siya sa langit? And so, Jesus said, answer to them, murmur not among yourselves. And this is something that would somehow confuse them. Na parang, bakit na sinasabi na nagaling siya sa langit? Eh, hindi naman siya galing sa langit. Tagalun siya sa, tago siya sa mekato, ang bahay nila, tago sa may, yung kanto, pagkatapos doon, yung katabi ng bahay na pula. Galing din na, di ba? Paano sasabihin galing siya sa langit? And so Jesus said unto them, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God, every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. So the first, Jesus clarifies the confusion. Yung confusion nyo, bakit yung sinasabi, bakit nagiging problema sa inyo na si Jesus ay taga dito, pero sabi niya galing siya sa langit. Ano yun? So sabi niya, sabi ng Panginoon, there is a need to be drawn by the Father. You will never comprehend this question sa inyong mga isip unless God gives you the spark. He needs you to be drawn to me by the Father. Yung sinasabi ko, hindi nyo talaga maintindihan unless God reveals it to you. sabi ng Panginoon. Sabi ng Panginoon, verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. All be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Now, ano yun? Yung babasahin niyo sa verse 48, walang makakita sa Panginoon. Walang makakita sa Ama. Maliban na lang sa, ang sabi dyan sa verse 46. Not that any man hath seen the Father. Save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Who hath seen the Father? It is Jesus Christ. Diba? Sabi niya sa John chapter 1 na galing ako doon. Ako in the bosom of the Father. And so, ano ngayon yung sinasabi ng Panginoon dito? I need to be drawn by the Father. The Lord God spoke to the people of Israel through the scriptures, through Moses. Alam niyo, sabi ng Panginoon, search the scripture. Search the scripture. In them you trust and it all points to me. At tinuturo ng mga yan, tinuturo ni Moses, tinuturo ni Isaiah, tinuturo ni Malakay, tinuturo ni Ezekiel. Ako, sabi ni Jesus. He claims that. And so, being taught by God is this. Those that hear the word of God, those that is serious in his study, and those that are touched by the Lord will understand that the scripture is pointing to Jesus Christ. And so, there will be no confusion if you will just understand the leading of the Father to you. The Lord, the Father is teaching you in the scriptures that He is coming. That he will be born. The Son of God will be born of man, of a woman, of a seed of a woman. It is the need to be drawn by the Father. Again, ang pagkilos ng Diyos ang mahalaga, ang una, ang pangunahin, para maalis yung confusion na tanong sa'yo, tagalangin, tagalito. Paalis yun, kung maunawan yung pagkilos ng Diyos sa inyo. At yun, ay sa pamagitan ng salita ng Panginoon, dahil hindi ang ginawa ng Diyos. Ang problema lang ng tao ay hindi niya naintindihan. Pero ang banal na Espiritu pinapaintindi sa kanyang mga anak, sa anak ng Ama, ang mga katotohanan nito. So the need to be drawn by the Father. And then the need to believe on the Son. Nilibin lang ng Panginoon. Tignan mo naman ang palataya o kumilala, patience to Jesus. Sabi niya sa 47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath an everlasting life. Dahil yun ang will ng Panginoon. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, that is God the Father, sending His Son and pointing the people of God to, you believe on my Son and you will have eternal life. So there is the need. So Jesus is saying, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Sabi sa John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give in my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. There is a need for a sacrificial death. There's a need for sacrificial death. And that sacrificial death is this. Jesus telling himself, telling the people, it is Him who will die. for their sins. Because alam ng mga Hudyo sa salita ng Panginoon, without death, there is no remission. Kailangan may alay para sa kasalanan. Remember again, babalikan natin si Amin ni John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God. He was the sacrifice. And so he is saying, I have to die. And this death is going to be the living bread for you. When I die, then your life will be secure. So there is a need for the sacrificial death of the Son. So after Jesus clarifies all of this, he went to the third point of his preaching. He talks about the value of this sacrifice. The value of this sacrifice. John 6:53-58. We understand there that his death gives life. The value of Jesus dying on the cross. Nung pinreach nito ng Panginoong Jesus, hindi pa namamatay si Kristo Jesus. I mean, nandun pa siya. Wala pang ano, parang as I said, kung sa timeline, 1 year pa bago mamatay si Kristo Jesus nung sinabi niya ito. Nung i-preach niya ito, mahigit 1 year pa. And so, he is telling them, unless ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Sabi sa verse 53, there will be no life in you. So there is a need for him to die and for him to be received. Kailangan niyo, sabi niya, verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is meat, is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. So there is this need. Ayan ang value, yun yung kailangan niyang mamatay. So pinapakita niya na sa kanyang mga kababayan ang kahalagahan ng kamatayan niya sa krus ng Kalbaryo. He's telling them, you want life? I have to die. And then, the value of this sacrificial death, binibigyan tayo ng buhay, kundi sinisiguro nito ang buhay. It secures the life. Kasi, having a life is one thing, but securing that life is another. Kaya nga yung Panginoon, hindi lang siya namatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Pero ano, after 3 days, he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. Sabi niya, this is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. Yung mga naon ng mga Hudyo, they ate manna. Hindi nila alam kung ano yung kinain nila, pero binigay yun ng Diyos at hindi nila alam. Now here is Jesus Christ and He's telling them, I am the sacrifice for your sin. And if I die, you will have life. And you will have life secured. Why? Because he that eateth his bread shall live forever. Now, paano yun? Paano pinulunin ng Panginoon yun? When he died on the cross and when he was placed in the tomb, he rose from the grave. He rose from the grave. The empty tomb is our security. That he, like he was alive, we too will be alive in him. Kung paano siya ay bumangon sa mga patay, ganun din tayo. Babangon tayo sa mga patay. We will overcome death because our Lord, our Savior, overcame death by rising from the grave. Ang ating Panginoon pinangunawa sa atin, sa kanyang pangangaral, ang kanyang posisyon dito sa mundo. Siya ang ambassador, siya ang tagapamagitan, siya ang bread of life. Hindi lang siya ambassador, siya yung pagkain na ibinigay ng Panginoon na ito ang magsisiguro sa iyo ng buhay na walang hanggan. At pinaunawa sa atin ng Panginoon ang halaga at saysay nito, at ang kanyang sakripisyo ang siya ibigay sa atin ng kasiguraduhan na ang buhay natin ay nasa sa atin na. I mean, tayo ay may buhay sa kanya at ang buhay na ito ay hindi mawawala. Hindi mawawala. A secure life. A life eternal with Him. So kahit saan man tayo mapunta, ano man ang mangyari sa atin, alam natin na tayo ay mapapa sa piling ng Panginoon. Yan ang ating mensahe sa umagang ito. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your the truth that you have revealed to us in the scriptures. May we preach you, Lord, for making us know that the value of your death, for making us know the work that you have done for us. Thank you for clearing up any confusion about your word. Heavenly Father, in the words that we have heard today, be a nourishment for the souls of everyone that we hear, that they will find blessing in it, that they will grow in grace because of it. We praise you, Lord, for letting us hear your word. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Magandang tanghali po. Tayo po ay dismiss na sa kanilang bahala natin sa umaga.